Episode 1. What is the periphery? Welcome to the new podcast series about a comparative project of the two EU peripheries and their political economy. This project was supported by the Rosa Luxemburg Foundation and Transform Europe, and resulted in a new English language book entitled 100 Shades of the EU, Mapping the Political Economy of the EU Periphery. Its authors, political scientist Valentina Petrovic, economist Giuse Pacelli, and comparative historian Veronica Sujava-Salminen, looked at Southern Europe and Central Eastern Europe, including the Balkan members of the EU, through the prism of political economy. More specifically, the study used core and periphery theory to understand better how today's EU works for those peripheries. What does it mean to be a peripheral economy in the EU? And how do dependency relations affect specific countries and the EU? Let's look at some insights from the book in this podcast series. The core and periphery are intertwined. Without the core, there is no periphery, and without the periphery, there is no core. An asymmetric, unequal dependency usually defines their relationship, i.e. the periphery is dependent or more dependent on the core. It goes the other way around, but the core usually has more tools to overcome or deflect the negative effects of such dependence. Dependency is not a fundamental principle that characterizes the core. On the contrary, it often is in the case of the periphery. The relationship between the core and the periphery is one of power. Nor is the EU a place where power relations play no role, i.e. all member states are completely equal and have the same opportunities, influence and status. This is why we also talk about political economy, which allows a focus on the relations between politics and economics. Today we look at one of the topics that our new book focuses on, the concept of the periphery in general. In the first place, the study works neutrally with this term. It is not, therefore, in any way a pejorative or derogatory term. Periphery is an analytical term, not a condemnation or even a swear word, nor is it something to be ashamed of or to pretend that it does not exist. So when we say that the Czech Republic, Poland or Portugal is a periphery in the European Union, we are referring to the fact that its economy, politics, but also its cultural ideas and identity are characterized by dependence on the core, i.e. on Western Europe, or the West. But dependence is not simply a state or an empty concept. The new book looks at how this dependence is structured. Understanding the structure of dependency, i.e. how it is organised and manifests itself, means looking at a range of empirical data and indicators. How did the peripheries arise? If we stay in Europe or the European Union, the peripheries are part of a story that we can call historical capitalism. We probably all know when capitalism or the market system emerged in Europe sometime at the end of the 15th century. It was a very uneven process. Different parts of the European continent adopted capitalist relations differently and at different times. At the same time, the core was also changing. It moved from southern Europe, from the Italian city-states, Spain and Portugal, to the north, to England, the Netherlands, and then across the Atlantic to the USA. Today we live in an era where the core is moving again, this time to Asia. Historically, capitalism has had several mechanisms of accumulation. The mining of precious metals, gold and silver, plantation agriculture, the spice and cloth trade, slavery and piracy. Central and Eastern Europe are marginalised because it lacked most of these mechanisms in early modern times. The reasons are primarily geographical. The periphery has geographical and spatial significance. The periphery is a distance from the centre or core, from the main trade routes, especially the maritime ones. The continental character of Central Europe led to its later integration into the expanding capitalist system and its role as an agricultural periphery, i.e. in the capitalist division of labour as a supplier of agricultural products to Western European markets. This was associated with phenomena such as aristocratic landlordism and serfdom, a typical peripheral form of forced labour. In other peripheries, it was slavery. To a large extent, the integration model also foreshadowed the chronic problem of the peripheries, the lack of domestic capital, limited opportunities for investment and innovation, and unequal exchange. The peripheral role in the process of capital accumulation also led to another phenomenon, economic divergence, which both took global, as a so-called Great Divergence, and local forms. Then, during the 18th and 19th centuries, a massive gap in economic performance between Central and Eastern Europe and the western parts of the continent gradually emerged in Europe as a result of industrialisation. To put this in figures, by some accounts, Central and Eastern Europe began to lag behind Western Europe by around 200 years, with the region remaining between 30% and 50% behind Western Europe in terms of average incomes. From this point of view, it is true that this region and Southern Europe have attempted various forms of convergence with the core countries of the West. Both fascism and socialism were significantly different peripheral attempts to change the status or political economy. But these attempts also took less radical forms of modernisation and catching up. Integration into the European Union is effectively another such attempt. In this case, the periphery represents the result of a particular international division of labour and capitalist relations and reflects capital accumulation dynamics. It has a spatial dimension, an economic and political dimension, but also an ideological or cultural dimension. Looking at the continent's history from the perspective of the theory of core and periphery shows that capitalism has developed very unevenly in Europe and that Europe has had and has its peripheries. In what follows, we will look at some specific manifestations of peripherality in the social economic sphere.